All right, we are back. Hour three is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Tara Lynn Romero joining us now. Tara Lynn, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I appreciate it very much. I talked last hour a little bit about you and what we're going to talk about. But before we get into that, I kind of gave everybody kind of a little bit of a teaser as to what we were going to talk about. But let's start with number one. You know, there's so much to you know, unpack here. We've got a couple of segments that we can do this over, so don't feel rushed to get any of this in any kind of a time frame. We've got plenty of time to do this. But let's back up and, first of all, talk about what's going on in your world and why are you talking to me today? You know, what message do we want to get out?
Sure. Well, I am actively fighting for my property rights as a resident of Kittredge, Colorado. So if your listeners are not familiar with Kittredge, I've been in Colorado my whole life, and I wasn't aware of Kittredge until I moved here. It's right in between Evergreen and Morrison, tiny little town. I bought about 0.6 acres worth of property a little over a year ago, so March 2021. And I happen to have Bear Creek running through half of my land. And Jefferson County has filed suit against me to lay claim to that property so that the community can use it as an extension of Kittredge Park, which is a very popular community park for the neighborhood.
Which, you know, everything you just said sounds really, really great. The problem is there's a lot of caveats to this, and me personally, this is still your land. You bought it, you own it, and frankly, I don't care what the previous owners did. This is now yours.
That's correct. And for a lot of people who hear my story for the first time, there's kind of a gut reaction to say, you know what? The government can take your land through eminent domain, right? Get used to it.
No, they really can't, though. Eminent domain is only used for specific purposes, not access to a park.
You got it. That is exactly it. You cannot use eminent domain for a recreational purpose, especially if there isn't a need. And so what Jefferson County is doing instead is they're actually trying to lay claim to my land unconstitutionally by avoiding eminent domain and going for adverse possession. If your listeners have been in Colorado a long time, they might know this as squatter's rights.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to claim squatter's rights or...
So really quick, let me make sure I'm following you correctly, Tara Lynn. What they're saying is because the quote-unquote community has used this for so many years, it's theirs by right. Is that what they're saying?
That is the argument that they're attempting to make.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the community was using the part of my land that has Bear Creek going through it as an extension of the park by the grace of prior homeowners. So permission was given. And now they're trying to force me to maintain that standard of sharing that the community has become accustomed to.
Right.
And if they can't force me to share, they just want to take it.
Okay, and I want to back up a little bit. I'm not an attorney. So everybody out there listening, you all know that, Tara Lynn, for your knowledge. I'm a business owner. I do this because I'm fortunate enough to be on air every day to be able to talk to people. But I've been a business owner, self-employed since I was 22. So that's the world that I know and live in. And number one, I hate anything along these lines where government tries to come in and force something to happen that, by the way, shouldn't. And I'm a big believer in private property rights, and it's the one thing that keeps this nation together. So all that being said, backing up, I want to make sure that we're clarifying this. The previous owners gave permission. In other words, it wasn't where people were just trotting around and going in and out. It was a permissive use by the previous owner, correct?
That's correct. And that's supposed to save a landowner from any type of adverse claim in the future.
Yeah, and really quick, for everybody listening, I want to make sure I'm clear on this as well. There's all sorts of land all around the country, but here in Colorado especially, Tara Lynn, where there may be BLM or there may be some other state lands and a private owner has allowed a road to run through and it's posted that, you know, you can only stay on the main road. This is access to blah, 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 blah. And that owner is gracious enough to allow people to cross his or her land to access public land, which, by the way, is a permissive use. It's not a right of the state to force that owner to allow that access.
That's very well said. Yeah. You know, sharing is caring, but if you're sharing, especially with your neighbors or the broader community, you should never have to worry about that kind act coming back around to bite you in the butt one day.
Right.
Because now they've become so accustomed to it, they want to force you to continue it or take it from you, in my instance.
Now, I also know a little bit more of your story, and I want to make sure that we're clear on this as well. in a way, and I'm going to be careful I don't throw accusations out, but I can say things that you can't. But really, if I'm not mistaken, in a way, the county has sort of drummed up the residents to actually do some things along these lines. And even folks that don't necessarily live nearby, they've actually sort of, in a way, sort of rallied the troops, if you would, to be against you. Am I correct in saying that?
You know, I wouldn't put the onus on the county, but I think what the county has done is capitalize.
Okay, there you go.
On the outrage. Yeah, they've capitalized on the outrage to put pressure on me to fold, to make a deal, and to really give up my land rights in a sense.
All right, we've got a caller that actually has a comment because he doesn't live that far from you. So, John in Littleton, go ahead, and you're on with Tara Lynn right now, so go ahead and make your comment, John.
All right. Thank you. I have a friend. He's maybe your neighbor. Do you know Kevin King?
I don't.
He's right at the, I forgot the name of the road, but you have, what, Highway 74 is the main road, or is it 73? 74, I think. Right. Through Kittredge.
Okay.
Well, anyway, and? Sorry.
Really quick, John, cut to the chase. Point being?
Point being, rivers, as far as I understand, in Colorado, that is public property.
But not the access, is not.
But the access, exactly. So I'm on your side, and best luck to you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. No, and by the way, Terrell, and I think that's a very good distinction. Our public waterways in this state, at least to my knowledge, he's correct. You as a private property owner, you cannot kick somebody, for example, out of a river that runs through your property, but you can sure make sure they don't access it, you know, the banks of and so on through your property. Am I correct in that?
Well, when it comes to waterways and access to water, it gets quite complicated depending on the type of waterway. Like,
okay,
as an example, is it navigable? In addition, Colorado is, I believe, the only state in the entire country where not only can you own land on both sides of a creek, in my instance, but you can also own the land underneath the water.
That's correct. Thank you for saying
right.
that. Yes, you are correct. Yeah. Now, by the way, that's a really good distinction because, to your point, not every state does it that way.
That's right. And it's a big point of confusion, especially with so many people coming into Colorado to start a life and build a home and a family. There's a lot of confusion around there, and it's caused me quite a bit of trouble.
Okay, so a personal question that I've got, and again, for all of you listening, I've been following Tara Lynn on social media now for a while, was very interested in this. In fact, Tara Lynn, I tried to reach out and was not successful. Kim Munson did a much better job of getting a hold of you than I did, because I've been trying to get a hold of you for well over a month to talk about this, because to me, this is a big deal. We need to talk about it, let people know what's going on, get some folks on your side, because this is a land grab by the county that should not be going on, period. That's my take on it, and I don't even care where you stand, you know, politically or anything else. This is just flat out of property owners' rights that are being trounced upon, as far as I'm concerned. Question for you, though. When you bought the property, went through closing and all of that, was any of this discussed by the previous owner?
No. And that's, you know, kind of the icing on top of the cake with the problems that I've been experiencing. You know, for many of us, when we buy a home, it's the greatest investment that we will ever make.
Correct.
And that is very true in my case.
Yes.
And it wasn't disclosed. In fact, it was advertised quite deceptively as, hey, you know, Bear Creek is running through your backyard, you know, how wonderful. Nothing was ever mentioned on paper or otherwise about the use of the public in treating my private property as an extension of Kittredge Park. So you can imagine my shock when summer came around in summer of 2021, and I had 55 people in my backyard every single day of the week.
Wow.
Because they were driving from, you know, not only Littleton, like
all
your last caller, but
right.
Lakewood, Parker, yeah, all over.
And so that had to be a shock where, you know, you come home one day and all these people are in your yard and you're thinking to yourself, what are you people doing here?
Yeah, it was. You know, my first reaction was curiosity. I was kind of just dumbfounded. I really didn't understand it. My property is currently not fenced between the land I own and Kittredge Park. So,
okay,
you know, seeing a couple of people meander back and forth, no big deal. But 55 people with tents and air mattresses and grills, that was a problem. And so I actually started talking to people individually, talked to about 200 people in the summer of 2021, just trying to figure out what in the world was going on.
Okay, dumb question on my part, and maybe we should save this when we come back. We're going to take a quick break and come back. So I'm going to throw a question that you can think about over the break here, and that is, why did you not just put a fence down it and keep them from getting in the first place? Hold that thought.
Great okay? question.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And yes, it is. I'm your host, John Rush. We've got Tara Lynn Romero with us, and she lives in Kittredge, bought a home roughly a year ago, May of 2021, and is in a situation right now to where Jefferson County and the commissioners of are trying to essentially take her land. Tara Lynn, again, welcome back. And I left with a question for you on when you moved in and you kind of noticed that these folks were there one day and you learned what they were doing and so on, why not fence it off?
Great question. It's a question I get asked the most. When I first started talking to people, what I heard a lot in the beginning was, gosh, prior owners always let us come back here. They always gave us permission. So being new to a neighborhood in a mountain suburban community, mm-hmm. I felt an obligation to try and see if I could do the same. Right? Okay. I wanted to be neighborly.
Okay.
I wanted to make friends.
Makes sense.
The second point to that, yep, when I bought my house, I was given a location improvement certificate.
Yep, an ILC.
Now, that's good and yes, that's great enough to exercise property rights. But when you're talking about building a fence and your neighbor is Jefferson County, you want to be crystal clear on exactly where that property line is. So I actually had to get an additional survey, which took me months to actually obtain because of the difficulty of the land in question.
Okay. So you had to have all that before you could even put a fence up. And by the way, I know you don't know this, and even a lot of our listeners don't know, but I have a similar situation, not where I've got the county trying to take my land, but I've got a cabin up in the mountains where the Blue River runs through. It's similar to what you've got going on. And I, you know, honestly, Tara Lynn, would not want to fence it just because I think it would change the aesthetics of the property and so on. And it's honestly something that I just would not want to do. And I would try to do every single thing I possibly could to avoid that because it changes the appearance of your property.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, first of all, congratulations. That sounds gorgeous. And, you know, you're spot on with not only the aesthetics, but I've got a lot of wildlife coming through.
Yep.
And thinking of them is really important because they can't write emails to the county commissioners and complain about things.
That's right.
So that was the other reason. Right?
No, and again, there's reasons why, you know, and even in my case, I would not want to do that. Fortunately, I don't have a situation where people have been, you know, previous owners had been allowing things to happen along those lines, which for everybody listening too, this is one of those things where due diligence. And I'm not sure, Tara Lynn, there would have been any way for you to know from previous owners and, you know, you wouldn't have known, you know, what questions to even ask along these lines until this happened. So there's no fault of yours or even a realtor in this regard, because this is one of those kind of unknowns. Although I do feel like the previous owners probably should have been a little more forthright with you.
I would agree with that. And, you know, Colorado is not a buyer beware state.
No.
Right? So,
that's right.
So as a buyer, the onus is on the seller to disclose those things. And
true.
You don't know what you don't know. So would I have thought to even ask, geez, is my private backyard used as an extension of Kittredge Park? It would have never crossed my mind. It was obvious to me it backed up to the park and that there wasn't a fence. So I was expecting some meandering early on. But to have it be a full-on water park during the summer, no. There's
right.
just no way I would have known. And I bought in the winter, which I think
that's
is
right.
important
that's
as
right.
well.
You wouldn't have known all
yeah.
of that in the winter months as well. Okay, and lastly, Tony, make sure everybody understands this as well. There is currently access to the river that we're discussing. You know, Jefferson County's got the ability to allow people to access that water with their own land they currently own without taking yours. Am I correct?
That is correct. Unfortunately, they have it closed off to the public. I think a lot of people until recently didn't even know that it existed. But it's always been part of Kittredge Park. It has access to Bear Creek. It's got a beautiful little grassy knoll. And for whatever reason, they're coming after me saying I've got to be the one to maintain the community's expectation of accessing Bear Creek through my private property when they have property that they already own.
Dumb question on my part. Why? Why do you feel the county is going this route? Is it just because they just don't want the flack from, you know, the citizenry, the neighbors that are up there? Or what? Why do you feel this is happening in the first place?
You know, this is the scary thing, right? We're talking about three elected officials mm-hmm. at the county commissioner level in Jefferson County. Elected officials care about votes. They care about being popular. And there was a period of time where I think that they felt that they were absolutely doing what the broader community wanted, but the community at the time didn't understand the nuances of the ownership to my land, right? All they were thinking is, gosh, we really love that piece of land. We like taking our kids down there. We have great memories. Hey, Jefferson County Commissioners, we want you to sue Tara Lynn to take that property. And that's a lot of potential votes, right? If you make those people happy, and I'm just one landowner. So for any landowner fighting a community or a neighborhood regarding property rights, it's always going to be one versus many. Yeah. And when you throw elected officials into the mix, who are they going to appease? Right?
No, you know, everything you're saying, and you're, you know, unfortunately, this is not the first time I've ever interviewed anybody or done something along these lines, because government is, to your point, government officials are looking for votes. They're looking for the best way to make sure they can garner those votes, and they really don't care who they trounce on to get them. I hate to say that, but that's the way it works.
I would agree.
At the end of the day. Okay, so where do we stand right now? I know that there's some ability for folks out there to donate, to try to help you out on the legal side of the fence. I know you also had a dispute with another neighbor, which I know you can't talk about because of the court case and what went on there and so on, you know, some of the social media end of things. Mm-hmm. But where do we stand right now? Where are we at? Give us an update.
Yeah, so upcoming, I've got mediation on the 24th, so next week, with Jefferson County. That's judge-ordered, so the judge is asking us to come together amongst ourselves and see if we can reach an agreement. And then there is an official trial May 23rd and 24th regarding my land. Now, that's also going to be in front of the same judge, no jury. So it's going to be a
summary. This is not a trial jury. This is just a judge. Basically, there's no jury. This is just a judge hearing, essentially.
Correct.
Okay. And again, I'm not an attorney, so I thought you could have a jury of your peers, but I guess since this is more of a civil matter with the county, they're not looking at it in a prosecution type setting where you'd need a jury of your peers. Am I thinking correctly?
You know, it was really a strategic decision that I agreed to, with the county agreeing as well. And from my perspective, so much of this has already been such a circus with, you know, people going on Facebook and spreading rumors mm-hmm. and, you know, just getting things totally out of whack and far away from fact, that I didn't want to reintroduce that theater in a court of law. And I would have rather just stuck to the facts and had a judge who understands the law weigh in on it.
Makes sense.
We'll see how that turns out.
No, you know what? I don't know that I can argue with you on that decision. You know, you're trying to get that being tried by public opinion out of the way and have a judge that just understands the law straight up, can look at a survey, can look at where the ownership, you know, where the ownership, how should I say, where the pins of the property lie and who owns what. I kind of am with you. I'd rather have a judge looking at that understands that versus, no offense, jurors that may not even know how to read the map.
That's right. You know, I got labeled the Wicked Witch of the West for exercising my property rights by my community. And at the end of the day, you know, the great thing about America is you should be able to be disliked and still have full right to your property.
Correct.
Whether or not you're a likable person should be completely irrelevant, and I wanted to make sure it stayed that way.
You know, and again, I don't know about everybody else. I know a lot of our folks listening, I guarantee you they would be on your side. I definitely am on your side. I am, as you can tell, a huge property right owner individual. I feel like, again, this is the fabric of this country. It's made this country so great over time. And anytime we start infringing upon those rights, and we start, you know, infringing upon them by a, let's face it, a democracy, which is more than, you know, which is just mob rule. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic where everybody has equal representation and equal rights. In your case, they're not allowing you to have those rights. That's how I see it.
And it feels that way, too. And, you know, the unfortunate reality from my perspective, and I think others would agree with me, is that it appears that the elected officials of Jefferson County have really prioritized, and maybe they were short-sighted in doing so, but they prioritize the initial needs of a few entitled community members over my constitutional right to property.
Yep.
And by being on your show and sharing the story, and hopefully your listeners share the story with their family members around the dinner table as well, you know, this eventually becomes so big that the issue of constitutional right to property can no longer be ignored, because those few entitled members that got to be such an issue no longer hold the power with, you know, elected officials, right? They're able to step back and maybe see it for what it is and what they should have seen in the beginning. They should have said no when people asked them to take my land, and unfortunately they didn't.
Yeah, they should have said no. This is her land. This is our land over here. And really what the county should have also done, Tara Lynn, is they should have sat down and said, okay, we now have an issue. We've got this park. This other property owner prior to Tara Lynn has allowed people access to the creek and so on. Technically, that's not public land. We as a county better figure out a way to make access on what we already own so this all works. We should probably sit down and get that figured out, and then we can come back to the residents and say, you know what, we've got another plan. Yes, this is Tara Lynn's land. It's private land. No, you're not allowed access, and we're going to give you access through the land we already own. That's what should have happened here.
Agreed. That would have been the respectable thing to do. And as an elected official, there's a duty to the public that you serve to make those hard calls when they need to be made. And it's really not a hard call, right?
to me, this really, I mean, this isn't even like a parenting decision. This is really like, okay, wait a minute, time out. This toy belongs to Sally. Joey, no, you're not allowed to play with Sally's toy because Sally got that for her birthday. It's hers by right. She owns said toy. If she wants to allow you to play with it, that's fine. But Joey, otherwise, it's a hard no. How hard is this, Tara Lynn?
That's a perfect analogy. Now, in this instance, imagine that Joey is destroying the toy.
Great example. Great example.
They were destroying my land. You know, the public was abusing me for exercising my property rights. They were aggressive. I received death threats.
Jeez.
But they were also abusing the land. They were trashing it. They broke trees. They eroded the creek bank. They used it as a latrine because the porta potties for the park would become overflowed.
Right.
And they couldn't handle the volume. So it really was just an untenable mess.
Yep. And again, you are well within your rights to do what you've done. I wanted to say this a moment ago. I like the word you're using when it's describing those folks that are there. It's entitled. They've got this mentality of, we've used it for X amount of time. The other owners let us use it. I'm entitled to continue to use it. Sorry, pal. No, you're not.
Yeah, you know, that's right. And I think the worst of it occurred at a town hall meeting. My jaw literally dropped to the floor. You know, a couple individuals literally stood up and said, even if Tara Lynn does own the land, because there was a period of time where that was certainly more of a question than I think it is now for the general public. But they said, even if she does own the land, we want you to take it from her because we love it more. It means more to us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, again, folks, let me hear me out when I say this. This is why I am so big on constantly making sure we use the right terms. Anytime I hear any kind of a specially elected official call our country a democracy, it just makes my blood boil, because we are not. Because in a democracy, Tara Lynn, this is what you get. Mob rule, majority rules, nobody else has a voice. That's not the country we live in. We have a constitutional republic, and you have a right to that property, period, no matter what the rest of the community says.
I love it. That's the world I thought I was living in, and now here I am fighting for it on something that should be common sense.
Yep, so. Agree. Well, we are here to help. We're going to get this word out. I want more updates from you as we go along so we can have you back on and talk more about that. This is a big local issue that, by the way, could affect any number of people out there listening right now in their own property rights, by the way. And I asked earlier, I know you've got some funds and things that are helping with some of the legal side of this. How do we get access to that? How do we find that?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking. Fighting big government takes big money.
Yes, it does.
And the Jefferson County Commissioners are more than happy to use taxpayer dollars to sling me through the mud here. I am using my life savings to pay for this. I do have a GoFundMe set up. If you Google GoFundMe, Tara Lynn Romero, or if you follow me on TikTok as Wicked Witch of the West, I've got a link in my bio that will take you straight there. A lot of people have already donated, but with all the lawyers that I'm having to retain just to fight for my basic property rights, every dollar counts, truly.
Yes, it does.
It means so much because, as you mentioned so articulately, John, and this is really good for people to soak in if they don't already know it, what happens to me becomes case law.
That's right. That's
for
right.
Property rights.
That's exactly right.
So not just Colorado.
Anybody.
The entire country.
That's right. No, this is a battle that I feel collectively we need to help you fight. And as you said, it's very expensive. And I also know how counties work. I've dealt enough with counties over the years on different development things and so on. And Tara Lynn, the other thing I know that they're very good at is draining your bank account to the point where you have to sell out. And then they'll just figure out a way to acquire the entire thing at that point in time without even giving you a fair price when it's all said and done. That's what counties love to do, by the way.
That's right. That's the name of the game. That's Playbook 101. And in fact, they offered me an insulting offer of $75,000 to stay out of court if I would give them claim to my land.
Wow.
Before the law.
So in other words, they're wanting to buy that piece of land for $75,000. That's not enough. That's laughable.
Oh, gosh, no. It's on Bear Creek.
Yeah, that's laughable. I mean, I know the values. I mean, I'm a Colorado native, so I know the values that we have around and even the area that you're in. Tara Lynn, it's laughable. That's not even an offer.
I said the same thing. It's why I said no and
good.
Shoved it right off the table.
Good
but,
for you.
But, yeah, you know, it isn't without a cost. It isn't without a cost. I mean, I'm watching my life savings deplete before my eyes. And that's a hard thing to do, but I'm holding hope that things will work out the way that they're supposed to. And the generosity of so many people, not only just in Colorado, but all over the world. This has actually gone global, John, because people are seeing this. And they're seeing this as a warning sign for where America is headed.
That's right.
That's right. So
that's right.
It's incredible to see the generosity. And if it keeps up, there's no stop in the fight, right?
Okay.
We're going to be in it to the end if we need to.
Well, we're going to do that for you. What I'm going to ask you to do, because we've been emailing back and forth, send me the links where folks can go and donate. I will have my producer put those up on our website so folks have access to that really easy. They don't have to go search anywhere. They can just go to my website, find it, click on it, and help you, because that's what we're here for. We want to help you win this battle, Tara Lynn.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I'll get that over to you right away. And thank you to all your listeners for listening in and potentially helping me in my fight. It really, truly means the world.
We're here to help. Tara Lynn, thank you. And again, keep me updated. Let me know if anything comes up. We'll get you right back on air.
Will do. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Tara Lynn. Appreciate it very much. Folks, we have got to help in these situations. And I'll be honest, folks, I don't know where Tara Lynn stands politically. Don't care. I don't know where she stands spiritually. Don't care. What I care about is she's a private property owner that the county of Jefferson County in Colorado, is trying to steal from her, literally steal from her. That in and of itself is wrong. I don't care where you come from and what your background is. I will help you defend that until I go to the grave, and that's what we're doing. So any of you out there listening, if you've got the ability to donate and help her out legally speaking, I will. If anybody else can, we need to do that. We need to help her save her land from the thugs. The thuggery, I should say, that's going on in Jefferson County. I'll leave it at that.